Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Parrigian and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Parrigian, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
Man, I'm good. Coming off of a great weekend, I feel like. It's fun to see football kind of get fired up again. It also helps that we both, you know, went 14-2. Pretty good, I'd say. It was a good week. I know we were both happy to see our teams win, pretty convincingly too. So I feel like there was a few shockers in the SEC. One that we called, with the Vandy upset. Florida, man, Florida did not look great. They actually looked awful. But you know, I was surprised by LSU USC. So I feel like it was overall, it was a fun week. You had a few games that you might thought, man, could have went one way, but didn't. I think this week's slate, especially the big noon kickoff, is going to be the most exciting one of the week.
Yeah, for sure. I know I was texting you when Vanderbilt was up 17-0, and I like, we know ball. And then I was like, and then it went like, maybe it was like 24-17 or something like that, or 27-20, I think is what it was. And Virginia Tech went up, and I was like, well, thanks, Vandy. Thanks for screwing us. But they found a way. That's all you got to do is find a way. 1-0. That 1-0 is the same 1-0 as Alabama, the same 1-0 as Auburn, and you're not 0-1 like Texas A&M was, who I didn't get to watch much of the game. A lot of the highlights I saw, they did not look good offensively. You know, you got your quarterback there in the third-year system, playing at home at night. You expected to look a little better offensively. They did not look that good. And then, you know, LSU, I don't think LSU played bad. I mean, I really don't think LSU played bad. USC just played a little bit better.
Yeah.
I mean, Garrett Nussmeier, he had the pick at the end, but outside of that, he missed two throws that I can really think of that are like, oh, you got to make that one. Yeah. Or you could be like DJU on Monday night and miss all your throws. Like, I saw LSU. LSU Twitter was a little upset, and I was like, you can't really be mad at the kid. First career start, thought they played well. Although, did you see John Emery has tore his ACL?
Yes, I did see that.
So that's what, the third starting running back?
Yeah.
That's tore his ACL since fall camp started now, right? A&M, Texas, and LSU?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll talk about it later, because I was going to throw another team out there that had an overtime win, but we'll talk about it when we get there.
Come on now.
All right. So reviewing last week, like Jacob said, we both went 14-2, which I would take every week. If you could give me 14-2 every week, I'd sign up for it right now.
Come on.
See, that's probably a high for wins, because we only were picking from 14 last week, and now we got 16. So. Yeah. 14-2. Jacob had me by one game on the spread. He went 11-5. I went 10-6. So that brings our season totals. Jacob has one game in both. He's 19-4 outright, 11-5 versus the spread. And I'm 18-5 outright and 10-6 versus the spread.
Yeah, I mean, like a solid week for us both. And you know, picking against some high spreads, you know, like we're sitting here sweating out. Are we, you know, does Oklahoma cover 42.5? I know you texted me that game, the Missouri game, and then we both just were so wrong on Arkansas. I mean, that was just bad. But, you know, also Colorado State would not be making the playoff. So you can go ahead and consider that one to be out of the picture. But I'm just excited about this week. I know. Did you mention Superdog?
I did not mention Superdog.
Yeah. So Wells went 1-1.
Right, 1-1, because Minnesota missed the last second field goal. If they'd have made the field goal, I'd have went 2-0.
Jacob did not go 1-1. Went 2-0. How about him?
How about you, Jacob Holman?
I know, right? I mean, what, Ohio lost by 16?
Yes.
Eastern Michigan. I don't know the score of that one. I don't know what happened there, but, you know, they got it done. It's all that matters. So how about we just go ahead and mention the other team that won in overtime, huh?
The Gordo Greenways, baby.
How about it? How about it? Chase Neal, dog. I mean, the kid's unreal. The kid is unreal. Down 15 with 3 minutes left.
And won the game.
So I wasn't there. But my dad said that he caught the interception on defense after they scored a touchdown. Come on. Like, the kid's just – he's unreal.
And then how about old Jordy kicking the extra point to win?
Jordy got that leg. Come on now. So, that was fun. Should not be a challenge this week. Not going to spoil anything, but should not be a challenge. But I think we should just go ahead and jump into this week's games, right?
Yeah. You want to lead it off for me?
How about you take it?
All right. Game of the week, no doubt. College game day will be there. Number 3, Texas, 1-0 after the win at Colorado State last weekend. At number 10, Michigan. Michigan beat Fresno State. I believe that's right. Yeah. I believe they beat Fresno State last week. Not convincingly, though. Texas is favored by 7.5, which is probably, I guess that's the reason, since Michigan did not look that good. So Texas 7.5. It's the 11 a.m. Fox kickoff. Who you rocking with, Jacob?
I'm going to go Texas. You know, Michigan did not look good this past week. I was looking at stats today. Donovan Edwards, you know, what I think he had 11 rushes for 27 yards.
That ain't that good.
Not against Fresno State, no. you know, is it Drew Warren? Is that his name? Davis Warren started at quarterback, apparently.
Former walk-on.
Started over Orgy, which is, you know, didn't figure that would really happen. But, you know, I mean, who is it? Khalil Mullings had more rushes than Donovan Edwards. Unless Edwards got hurt, maybe. But, I mean, still, I think Texas wins, and I think they're going to cover that 7.5. I think Quinn Ewers and I think those boys are going to be ready. So the atmosphere will be fun. Big house, you know. But I think Texas wins. I think they're electric.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, too. I mentioned College Game Day. Lee Corso, undefeated. I believe it was this past week. I believe he was the only person on College Game Day this past week that had his picks. Yeah, it was this week because 2 weeks ago he wasn't in Ireland. So the old man still has it. And also today it came out that Michigan's head coach is not under contract. Huh? He's not under contract. They're still working out the details from where that he became head coach. Okay. So he's just been coaching with the assumption that they're going to get it done. And Michigan's, I mean, they have good faith, I guess.
There you go.
So, you know, who knows? Texas might run them out the house and then Michigan decide, you know what? We don't have the contract after all.
There you go.
All right. Arguably, maybe the other game of the week, Arkansas 1-0 after dominating Arkansas Pine Bluff. At number 16, Oklahoma State 1-0. I don't know who they played last week. Oklahoma State is a 7.5-point favorite, 11 a.m. ESPN. And I'm going to take Oklahoma State to win and cover. You know, I was doubting Arkansas last week, and they proved me wrong. But you played Arkansas Pine Bluff. I did see they were the first team ever to score touchdowns on their first 10 offensive possessions of the game. That's pretty good. I don't think that's going to happen this week, though. So give me OK State to win and cover.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Oklahoma State to win at home. You know, they played South Dakota State, who's, you know, pretty good FCS opponent. Ollie Gordon went for 28 with 126 and 3 touchdowns. So how good is your defense against Arkansas Pine Bluff? Should be pretty good, right? How are they going to be against maybe the best running back in the country? You don't know. I think with this game being at Oklahoma State, I'm going to take them to cover too. You know, I could see I could see maybe no cover in Fayetteville, maybe. But I think Oklahoma State wins and covers. I think they're gonna have a day, to be honest with you. So, all right, next game is McNeese, who is 1-1 at Texas A&M, who is 0-1. The spread is A&M -18.5. It's 11:45 a.m. kick on the SEC Network. You and I were talking about this yesterday. Or was it today?
It was this morning.
This morning. 18.5. Where'd that?
I got that off of, I sent Jacob the link. So it wasn't some like really, really, you know, it was not FanDuel and it was not ESPN. It was some, I guess it was A&M's branch of Sports Illustrator. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
So 18.5 could just be some number that their 3-year-old son made up and decided that was going to stick since there's not no, you know, FanDuel spread. So who knows about it, but that's what we're going to rock with because we couldn't find anything else.
Yeah. So I'm going to go, definitely going to go A&M to win and cover that. Just because, you know, McNeese, they lost to Tarleton State. I think the first game of the year. I don't know who they played last week. I don't know if ESPN will tell me that either, just because they are an FCS team. It will tell me. They beat Southern 21-7. So
they don't support them HBCUs, I guess.
They are not SWAC. A&M to win and cover for sure. All right. The next game is Tennessee Tech, who is 0-1, at #1 Georgia, who is 1-0. Georgia is a 53.5 point favorite. It's a 1 p.m. kick on ESPN Plus, SEC Network Plus. What are you going to go with?
I'll take UJ to win and cover. 53.5 is a lot. I think that would be the biggest spread we've seen in the first 2 weeks. You know, Georgia looked pretty good against Clemson. Now, how much of that was Georgia? How much of that was Clemson? I couldn't tell you right now. But I do think Clemson is a lot better than Tennessee Tech by 4 or 5 touchdowns. And Georgia beat Clemson by like 28 points. So I think UGA is going to win and cover. I think they're going to have a day, and I think their starters will definitely be out by halftime probably. And even then, their backup 5 stars will be able to dominate Tennessee Tech. So give me Georgia to win and cover.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Georgia to win and cover too. Like you said, Clemson's better than Tennessee Tech by a lot, and Georgia looked dominant. So let's go Georgia to win and cover.
All right, next we got our first SEC matchup of the season. Kind of weird that it's week 2, but it is, you know, it is what it is. Florida State started off with 2 straight ACC opponents, but South Carolina 1-0 versus barely beaten Old Dominion at Kentucky, who beat Southern Miss in a rain delay. The game got rained out. They were up enough that the game was called.
Yeah, they're up
30. Yeah, perfect for a spread. Kentucky's, like I said, 1-0. The spread is Kentucky -10. It is a 2:30 ABC kick.
Oh.
Who's going to get the first SEC win of the year, Jacob?
Well, it's going to be one of these two teams, and it's not South Carolina. I think Kentucky wins. I think they cover too. I mean, South Carolina did not look good at all. To only win by 4 points against Old Dominion at home. I don't know if can they get it done on the road. You didn't really get to see all of Kentucky just because of, you know, weather and things like that. So I'm going to go with Brock to get it done at home and be 1-0 in conference play.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be right there with you. It's hard. You know, I will admit I brought into Lenore Sellers hype. And, you know, first start, so maybe he'll turn it around. But I just don't think his second start on the road, I just don't think we're going to see that big improvement that you might see if this game was at home. You know, and Williams-Brice, I think that's right, would be waving them towels around. But it would not be because they were surrendering. It's because they were hyped. But at home, Kentucky will win and cover, I think. All right. Next, we got a little ACC-SEC matchup. The ACC team, Cal, 1-0 after the win versus UC Davis at Auburn. Auburn's 1-0 after beating Alabama A&M 73-3. Close game right there.
All or not swag.
Auburn is favored by 13 points. 230 ESPN 2. Is the Golden Bears going to upset Auburn, Jacob?
I wish they would, but I don't think they're going to. Being a 230 kick, I know. Are you going to be there?
I will be in attendance.
Yeah, well, they're going to win just because you're there. You've always hated Bears, especially golden ones. So let's go with Auburn to win, and I think they cover that 13.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Auburn's going to win and cover. I just think, you know, last year, struggle win. Won by 4 points off of a Rado Fairweather fade route with like 2 minutes left to go in the game. However, I think Auburn's a lot better team this year. Jay Knott, their running back, is a little hurt. He got banged up last week versus UC Davis. So, plus, Cal now has to make the trip across the country. I think Cal actually has to travel the most miles for the football schedule this year because, you know, California to ACC and Virginia and Miami, all that stuff. So, I think Auburn's going to take care of business. I see it being a 17-point game, 17-21. I don't think it's going to be a complete blowout. For my hope, I don't want a blowout. I'd like to see a decent game, one that Auburn's not struggling with, you know, in the final 2 minutes, but enough that's like keeps you entertained a little bit. So Auburn wins and covers by 17. I'm calling it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, nothing really says Atlantic Coast Conference like California. So, you know, that's such a weird thing to me, but I don't decide because I'm not the one with the money. So, all right, the next game is Middle Tennessee State, who is 1-0 at number 6, Ole Miss, who is 1-0 as well. Ole Miss is favored by 42. It's a 3:15 p.m. kick on the SEC Network. Ole Miss did not struggle.
No, sir, they did not.
What is it, 49-0 at half?
Right, they were covering at halftime.
Yeah. And I don't think they're necessarily going to be covering at halftime, but I think they're going to win. I think they're going
to
cover.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing much to say about it either. Jackson Dart, first quarterback since Joe Burrow to throw for 350 yards and a half. I think he finished with like 413, if I'm not mistaken. So, and like, you know, it's interesting because the Furman spread was 42.5, you know, FCS team, and then Middle Tennessee State plays in the Sun Belt, I think, or Conference USA, one of the two.
Did they see USA?
They might be USA, but they're favored by, and Ole Miss is still favored by 42. So, on that half difference. So, I don't know if they just have that much stock in Ole Miss after beating the brakes out of Furman, or maybe Middle Tennessee State is not that hot. But either way, I think Ole Miss will win and cover.
Yeah. All right. Next game, probably possibly game of the week. South Florida, who is 1-0 coming off of a win against Bethune-Cookman because they are not swag either. Another MEAC, right?
I think Bethune-Cookman is MEAC, yeah.
Coming to Tuscaloosa to play number 4, Alabama, who is 1-0 after a very, very, very dominant win against Western Kentucky. Bama's 30.5-point favorite. 6 p.m. kick on ESPN. What you got?
Play Bama to win and cover. Yeah. This is not the same Bama team or that's going to be going like they were last year into Tampa. Is Tampa right? And South Florida, Tampa. And struggled. Really did. Honestly, Mike should have lost the game. But they had a lacrosse player playing quarterback.
Just going to say, we don't have a lacrosse player at quarterback this time.
I will say, though, I do think South Florida is a whooping Alabama in the Twitter beef right now. They are putting out some elite content. Whether it's true or not, I still think it's elite. But unfortunately, their team will not be able to back it up their Twitter talk. So give me Bama to win and cover.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. Bama wins, Bama covers. I think not really one to put money on things. I've never been that way. But let's just say I think Jalen Milroe and Justice Haynes both score rushing touchdowns this weekend. So,
because he's not a quarterback. He's a running back, Jacob.
That's fine. He can still throw it. All that matters.
All right. So now we go to Columbia. Buffalo 1-0. I don't know who Buffalo played last week. At number 9, Missouri. Missouri beat Murray State convincingly. Murray State started the game off with an onside kick. How about Jody Wright? Missouri is favored by 34.5, 6 p.m., ESPN Plus, SEC Network Plus. Who are you going with, Jacob?
How about Jody Wright, man? I think Missouri wins, and I think Missouri covers. Give that man a raise. Already. Now I think Missouri is going to win convincingly. I don't see it. I don't necessarily think it'll be close. I don't know who Buffalo played either. They played Lafayette. and won by 17. So, you know, what does that tell you? Think that tells you Missouri wins and Missouri covers.
They played Lafayette or Louisiana Lafayette?
Lafayette, like.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, yeah. That's
not,
up there.
Not the one from Louisiana.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm going to take Missouri to win and cover, too. Luther Burden looked as dominant as you could to – honestly, didn't even look like he was trying out there, which he, I mean, I wish it looked that easily for me playing football. Unfortunately, it does not. So I don't think there's anybody on Buffalo that will be able to stop Luther Burden. So win and cover. All right. Next, we got Samford 0-1 after losing to West Georgia last week at Florida. Florida lost to Miami, so they're 0-1. 6 p.m. ESPN Plus, SEC Network Plus. There's no spread. I tried all the fake websites I could find, FanDuel, DraftKings, any of them. Couldn't find a single spread. So we're just picking this one outright. And because of that, I'm going to take Florida to win. I mean, Samford is not good if they lost to West Georgia. That's D2 for the folks that don't know about West Georgia.
Now, weren't they? They're D1 now, weren't they?
Did they leave the Gulf South?
I think they're D1 now.
What conference are they in now?
Well, no, I'm being so serious. I think they're D1 now. Their basketball team is, at least.
Either way, Florida wins and cover. Or Florida wins.
Yeah, they are. They're in the United Athletic Conference with UNA.
So. I thought UNA went to, like, yeah. You know, who else is in that?
Austin Peay, Abilene Christian, Eastern Kentucky, Tarleton State.
Okay, stepping. I wonder if we're going to see UW be stepping up to D1 anytime soon.
Yeah, probably not. I wouldn't if I was them. Man, I really want to take Samford. I really do. You know, they only lost by 9 to a D1 team. You know, it's not bad. I don't think Zay Lanier gets it done, man. I'm going to go Florida.
You know, last time these teams played was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and Samford took them to the wire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it could happen again. I really do. But it's not, I guess. You know, I wish it would just to see that happen. But I think Florida at least. Florida wins one and doesn't go 0-12. So, all right, next game is Nichols, who is 0-1, at number 18, LSU, who is also 0-1. LSU is a 51.5-point favorite. It's a 6:30 p.m. kick on ESPN Plus or SEC Network Plus. What you going
to
go with?
I'm going to take LSU to win, and I'm looking at this 51.5. So far, me and you have took chalk on every single one of them, taking the win and spread. I'm going to take Nichols to cover. Just because I feel like I got to take one non-cover. So LSU wins, and this game will not be close. Just because I'm saying they're not going to cover does not mean they're not going to win by 49 points. I hope they win by 49 points so I can be right. So give me LSU to win, but they're not going to cover.
I don't know, man. I'm going to go – how many? Am I up one in the cover?
You are.
I don't want to pick like you to, you know, make it seem like that, but I feel like 51.5 is a big number. I think it's a huge number to be exactly, or to be exact, not exactly. I'm going to go no cover too. I don't think maybe they'll come out and cover just because, you know, they're pissed off win like 52-0. You know, how good is Nichols? I don't know.
Not good. I can tell you right now, they're not good.
Well, they lost Louisiana Tech last week.
What was the score?
25-17.
Not bad, actually.
No. I'm actually going to go with them to not cover. I'm going to stick with them. So,
okay.
All right. Next game is maybe one of your games of the week, at least record or ranking-wise. Number 14, Tennessee, who is 1-0. Versus number 24, NC State, who is also 1-0. Tennessee is a 9-point favorite. It's a 6:30 p.m. ABC kickoff. I thought this game was at NC State.
It's neutral.
Yes.
It's in Charlotte. Yep.
Yeah. So I thought that it was at home. That's why I was definitely leaning NC State because I thought it was at home. But now that it's neutral, I think Tennessee wins by at least 10. So, I think they're going to cover. I think
yeah.
I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm going to take Tennessee to win, and I'm going to take Tennessee to cover. Last week, didn't get to watch a lot of the game. I did see the score. I did see the stats. Nico threw for 314 yards. Didn't have a touchdown, though. Didn't have a touchdown as far as throwing, I think, if I'm looking at the stats. Actually, these stats are just not great. This must be their rushing touchdowns because
Nico threw for three.
Well, yeah, because what I'm looking at passing, and it has Peyton Thorne was 21 attempts for 322 yards and one touchdown. I know for a fact Peyton threw for four touchdowns and rushed for one. So I guess they don't have their passing touchdowns for some reason, and this is reflecting their rushing. So he threw for three. Yeah, okay. It also said his long was 5 yards, and this is the actual SEC stats. Like this, I'm on the SEC website, so we need to get it together as far as updating our stuff. I did watch a little NC State too because they played on Thursday last week, and they did not look good versus Western Carolina. It was definitely a struggle win. So, because of how bad Tennessee beat Chat and how unbad or that NC State beat Western Carolina, I'm going to take Tennessee to win and cover. All right, next we got Alcorn State 0-1 at America's team Vanderbilt 1-0, 6:30 p.m. ESPNU. Just like Florida and Samford, because this is an FCS FBS game, there's no spread that I can find. I went through all the websites. Nobody wants to bet put any money on this game, unfortunately. And I don't think it's going to be close. I think Vanderbilt's going to win, and Diego Pablo is going to have a great game. So give me Vanderbilt starting 2-0 in football.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Vanderbilt wins. I think they'd cover too, if they could. My dad and I were actually talking about this on the way home today. And if they win this one, they go to Georgia State next week. I don't think that's going to be a tough win. I really don't. So then they got Missouri.
Ow.
At Missouri. And then they got Alabama at home. So if they can find a way to win, this one and then beat Georgia State next week, they also have another non-conference game. It's Ball State. They could win those four. At that point, you just win two SEC games and you're bowl eligible.
I don't know if they play Florida anymore because the SEC East is no longer existent.
Yeah, no, they've got some tough games. They've got Texas, Alabama,
Auburn,
Missouri, Auburn. They got South Carolina at home. They might could win that one. They get Tennessee at home too. But all they got to do is find a way to win too. And you'll see them Commodores bowling. So,
all right. Next, we got Houston 0-1 at number 15 Oklahoma. Oklahoma or Houston lost to UNLV 27-7 last week. Oklahoma beat Temple 51-3. OU is favored by 49. It's the 6:45 SEC Network game. I'm gonna take Oklahoma to win and cover right here as well. Potentially, I saw this as a trap game going into the season. I thought, when I say trap, I'm not saying Houston would have won, but I think it would have been a lot closer. But then I just saw Houston get demolished by UNLV and Barry Odom last week. So I'm a little skeptical now. So give me Oklahoma to win and cover.
Yeah, I'm with you. Oklahoma looked convincing against Temple, winning by 48. So I think they win and I think they cover. Jackson Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Might be pretty good.
All right. And our last SEC game in a little SEC Big 12 after dark, we have Mississippi State 1-0 after dominating Eastern Kentucky in the rain. Speaking of Eastern Kentucky, did you see where they're not letting Western Kentucky wear their whites for home?
Really?
Yeah, because this is Western Kentucky's whiteout game this week. And, normally because the home team is dark and like jersey color, and then the other away team is white, and for that to be switched, both teams I think have to agree on it.
Are they big rivals?
Well, I mean, I don't know about the big rivals, but you got Eastern Western Kentucky, but Eastern Kentucky wouldn't agree, so Eastern Kentucky's wearing their whites, and Western Kentucky's happen to wear their home uniforms in the whiteout.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Why can't you could just change it?
Yeah,
I guess.
All right. Anyways, back to what we were talking about. So Mississippi State beat Eastern Kentucky last week. So they're 1-0 at Arizona State. Arizona State is also 1-0. I don't remember. I don't know who they played. I remember. I think it was it Northern. Who they played? Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Okay. Arizona State is favored by 6. It is a 9 p.m. ESPN game. Oh, I also forgot to mention that all these times we have been saying are on God's time, Central Time. I'm sorry I forgot that. All the true fans that listen to this podcast know that we mention that every time, and we failed this time.
Sorry, guys.
9 p.m. ESPN. What you going with, Jacob?
I don't know. You know, things always get crazy out there at Arizona State at dark. I don't know how good is Eastern Kentucky, how good is Wyoming, right? I think it's gonna be a good game, but I think Mississippi State maybe does something at the end, or you know, that I think it's gonna be a close game. I think Mississippi State is gonna go out to Tempe and win and come back with being 2-0.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm gonna take State to upset, a little SEC homer bias maybe, but Mississippi State is a little bit familiar with doing this. They went 2 years ago to number 11 Arizona and played at night like this and beat Arizona. So they're a new coaching staff, transfer portal age. A lot of the guys were not on staff or not on the team at this point, but it's not something that the old heads aren't used to. So I'm going to take State to upset. I think Jeff Levy and them is going to have the boys fired up and give us a little SEC one up the Big 12, I guess.
Yeah. All right. So as we always do, we always end with our Superdog picks. Like I mentioned earlier, Wells went 1-1 and I went 2-0. I'll go ahead and give mine for the week. So we always do team to upset outright and then a team to cover the spread. So my outright winner, I'm going to go with San Jose State to go on the road and upset Air Force. They're both 1-0. San Jose State beat Sacramento State last week. Air Force, I want to say it was I just looked a minute ago. I think it was Weber State, but I could be wrong. But you know, San Jose State scored 42. Air Force did not. No, Air Force beat Merrimack 21-6.
Barn burner.
So, you know, I think San Jose State goes on the road and wins. And then to cover, I'm going back with my boys from Eastern Michigan. Going on the road at Washington. Washington's a 25-point favorite. I'm going to go with Eastern Michigan to go on the road and cover that 25.
Yeah, I mean, they did you right week before. Might as well stick with them. I'm going to take Pitt to upset Cincinnati at Cincinnati. Spread's 1.5. It was 2.5 yesterday, and then today it got lowered down to 1.5. So odds are shifting just a little bit. So I'm going to take the Panthers to go beat the Bearcats and for my upset. And then for cover, I'm going to take New Mexico State to cover versus Liberty. Liberty's got to go all the way out to New Mexico. Liberty is favored by 22.5. So I don't know why. I like that. I like New Mexico State to win or to cover this spread right there.
All right. And then our last game, mentioned it earlier, shouldn't be much of a struggle at all. But the Hansville, are they the Bulldogs?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, Hansville is coming to Gordo to play them boys. Gordo's favored by 38.5. And I think they are going to cover that. The stats project that it's going to be 49-10, which is cover. So I think Gordo wins, and I think they cover that 38.5 and start off region play 1-0.
How about Gordo Green Waves? I got them winning in cover two. Hardest part of the schedule probably behind them at this point. You think Bibb County is probably the hardest team on the schedule, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, and they a lot of fight, man. Can't ever, like Jacob said, 29-14 with 3 minutes left to go in the game. Got the onside kick, scored again, and then won in overtime. So, got to rep the home team, and I think they're going to win and cover this week versus Hansel, because I've never heard of Hansel being good in anything. So,
yeah,
it is what it is.
So, all right. Well, I think that wraps up episode 3 of season 5. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.